All righty, and we are live on Facebook, and we are live here at Deliverance Temple Ministries, 2101 West Chestnut Expressway here in the beautiful Queen City of the Ozarks, Springfield, Missouri. A little foggy out this morning, but it's still a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. It is a choice. And so we are grateful for the opportunity once again to be with you. Good morning, Deacon Carey right there. Brother Larry Spilker all the way from up north. We are so grateful that you chose to spend some time with us this morning. Glad to have each and every one of you that are coming in on Facebook Live as we are here. Live as well in the building. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Pastor Carol is with us. Sister Libby Robles is with us. Got a little better jump on the time this week, Sister Libby, so we're not running quite as far behind as before. Amen. So glad to see you this morning. Bishop and First Lady are right here on the front row in their place, on their job. Want y'all to know that. Mother Maven is right here with us. Missionary Chris Coker is in the house. Deacons on post. We are praising God for being here. Good morning, Minister Tucker. I know you're on your way down from up north as well. We praise God for you. Good to see you this morning. We are continuing this week in a series that we began last week that we're calling Stuck, Unstuck, Free, and Flourishing. Stuck, Unstuck, Free, and Flourishing. And I tell you what, it's been a week. It's been a week this week as we talked about being stuck last week, and I had a number of people who really responded positively to that that message. I think people understand being stuck. They understand that sense of being stuck, but very oftentimes we have a couple of issues with that. One is that we look around and seem like everybody else may be doing okay, and we're thinking, well, maybe I'm the only one. And so there comes that immediate sense of self-attention that you're in there. Like, is it just me? I better pretend like everything's okay, I guess, because I'm the only one stuck. Well, we sought to dispel that myth right off the bat last week to tell you that you're not the only one. We all get stuck sometime. We all get stuck sometime. So let's just put that one to bed immediately. You're not the only one who gets stuck. You're not the only one who goes through some things. And so we wanted to dispel that rumor, that myth, that lie of the enemy right there, because this is one of the tricks of the enemy, of course, is that he wants to get you in a mindset of isolation. He wants to get you in a mindset of isolation. You know, if the wolf comes up on the herd of sheep, he don't try to attack the whole herd. That would just kind of be crazy. But he tries to get that one little straggler over here. If I can get this one off by himself, away from the safety of the herd, I can take him out. I can do major damage then. Good morning, Sister Amanda. Good morning. Good morning, Cassidy. Glad to have you here this morning. And so we're not to be unaware of the devil's devices, of his schemes. And that's one of them, is to say, hey, you're the only one going through this. You out here by yourself. But that's not true. The other thing that, you know, I wanted to, and I'm just doing a little review real quick before we get into today's portion of this series. The other thing that I tried to make clear last week is that struggle is natural. It's a natural response. It's pretty much your first response. Hopefully you're going to struggle a little bit at least. Let you know, as Bishop told us last week, struggle lets you know I'm still alive and I haven't given up yet. So it is a natural first response. But here's the distinction I want to make. I want you to understand that struggle is not the answer. And it's not a long-term strategy for success. There's the difference. You know, we used the example last week. And if you haven't seen or heard last week's message from Transformation Hour, I encourage you strongly to go back and listen to it. If you're here on Facebook, of course, you can scroll down and get it. It's also available on the Deliverance Temple Ministries website at deliverancetemple.org, as are our morning worship services and our midweek services with Minister Rogers. All there for you. You can just get your heart full of the Word of God there, and even the praises of God as the morning worship services are available. Good morning, Sister Roz. Good to see you. And so last week we used the example of the quicksand, and we said, yeah, your first response is to struggle. Okay, that's natural, but understand that that is not a long-term strategy for success. Continued struggle will get you killed. Continued struggle will make you more vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. There are better strategies available for you to get unstuck. And so, although it's natural, it seems like the thing to do, to struggle, to keep just fighting it in your own strength, that's not a great strategy for long-term success. So we have to release that natural inclination to struggle and instead embrace hope and trust. In this particular situation where we're talking about life issues, I want you to know that God is there. He's never not there. Even though it seems like you're by yourself, God is not absent. He is there. And where he is, there is hope. If you will trust in him. You know, sometimes the example has been used as well. I'll give you another one from natural life, and that is of a person drowning, encompassed about by the water and struggling. Fighting, struggling. And here comes along someone to help. Maybe a really great swimmer comes along to help. But the first thing he's trying to get across to the person struggling and in the process of drowning is that you need to relax. You need to trust me. I'm here to help you. I'm able to help you. I'm going to get you through this. But I need you to relax. It seems antithetical. It seems opposite of what we should be doing. Man, don't you see I'm drowning? Yes, exactly. I see you're drowning. That's exactly why I'm telling you to relax and trust me. You know, it has happened from time to time, unfortunately, that the person who is trying to save the individual has him or herself ended up drowning because of the struggle that the victim continued to put up until they both drowned. So I want you to understand this morning, struggle will get you killed. You're right about it, Minister. Struggle will get you killed. It is not a long-term strategy for success, folks. Rather, it is incumbent upon us to relax in God. Good morning, Dr. Elisa. It's incumbent upon us to relax in God, to trust in Him, to allow our hope fully to be in Him. We've got to be those folks who are fully persuaded that He is able to keep us, able to bring us through the situation, no matter how dire it seems. Listen, I understand we're in the middle of a pandemic. I get it. I've been here with the rest of y'all. I'm here at Deliverance Temple looking at a room that'll hold 300 folk. And I can tell you that the number of folk here right at this moment could fit in my living room real easily. I get it. But I understand also that our hope is in God. Yeah, we're going through some things. Yes, we're experiencing some struggles. And can I tell you this? I'm going to. That when you're in the middle of struggle, seem like everything else piles on. And every little issue that you had that was hidden, everything that you'd put in the back of your mind, seems to come to the surface all at once. That swimmer going down for the third time, his whole life flashes before his eyes. And it seems like this is certainly the end. But I want you to know God has no intention of leaving you in the struggle. I hope that's a word of encouragement for somebody right now. God has no intention of leaving you in the struggle. You've got to release that urge, though, to struggle and rather embrace hope and trust. You've got to lay hold of the promises of God, as did folks like Abraham. We talked about him a little bit last week. He had to lay hold of the promises of God. Sometimes it seems like, can I tell you, we want something more tangible. You know what it means when I do this, y'all. We want something more tangible. Because sometimes it seems like if I only had X, Y, or Z, if I only had more money, if I only had a better address, if I only lived in a better neighborhood, y'all, that's what I'm saying. If I only had this or had that, something tangible. But can I tell you this morning, I hope you will hear me. The Bible tells us that money answers all things. Well, you know, it'll get you a sandwich. But there are some things that money won't do. There are some miserable people with money in the bank. There are some miserable people with an address that you could only dream of right now. One of them houses where you got to punch the button on the gate to get in. But once you get inside the gate, they're miserable. You know, some famous rappers whose name I won't mention, but you know, if you follow them, they said more money, more problems. And they found out that even with the money, it didn't eliminate problems. It didn't eliminate struggle. Don't get it twisted. I'm not taking a vow of poverty, y'all. I want my money. I need my cash. But I want you to know my trust and my hope is not in my bank account. Thank God, because I would have been really disappointed already. My trust and my hope is not, somebody said that was Biggie, y'all. Oh, yeah, you know, doctor. My hope and my trust is not in my address. My hope and my trust is not in my college degree or degrees.
There you go.
Not enough degrees, First Lady, to take on the challenges that life can bring. You got PhDs committing suicide. That degree didn't save them. Your hope and your trust must be firmly placed in God. We're talking this week about getting unstuck. We're talking about getting unstuck. We talked about stuck last week, but I began to lean over into this week's lesson last time around and begin to point the way to unstuck. Abraham only got unstuck when he did what God had directed him to do in the first place. See that? I can figure it out by myself. I got a better plan. Watch out for that. Can I tell you that when you're in the midst of struggle, crazy stuff start to make sense to you? I'll just try this. Can I tell you that frantic emotional decision making is not a good way forward? Not a great strategy for you, folks. Some of us have tried to run from the fix, and the fix found us, as Bishop said. We thought, well, I can get out of this if I just do this, if I just do that. Firmly, Minister Tucker, your hope, your trust must be firmly placed in God. You must rely on the promise that God has given you.
Yes, sir.
I know it's difficult. I know it goes against the grain of your human emotions. I know it goes against the grain of what others consider to be quote unquote common sense. Lord help. You need an uncommon answer when you're in the middle of a struggle. You don't need a common answer. You don't need what everybody else is doing and it isn't working for them either. Jesus is the fix you need. So, God remains faithful while you're frantic, I said last week. That was good. I had to write that down. Oh, by the way, yeah, I do go back and listen to my own messages. I sure do. Because I need to hear what God said as well.
Amen.
This isn't just for y'all out there somewhere. I need this first. I go through my own struggles, believe me. Going through some things right now. But my hope and my trust is in God.
Yes, sir.
Can I help somebody, please, and let you know that when you've exhausted all your other possibilities, when you've exhausted all the stuff you thought would be a sure fix, Jesus is the fix you need.
Yes,
my God, today. Thank you for sharing, Sister Linda. Oh, praise God. Trust and believe that even though you may be stuck now, it's not God's intention that you stay there. Some of you, you know, you've been in the situation so long and it's so deep and it seems to be compounding weekly that you begin to wonder, you begin to question, well, maybe this is just God's will for me to struggle the rest of my life, just to maybe that's just The devil is a liar. It is not God's intention that you continue on and struggle. How do I know? The words of Jesus. Check it out in your red letter edition. Matthew 11. Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, all you strugglers. Come on. Calling all strugglers. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And learn from me. Because my yoke is easy. Y'all know easy? My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Now see, if you having trouble with the yoke, there's one of two things possibly wrong. Let me suggest to you and help somebody out here real quick. If you're having difficulty with the yoke, one of two things is going on. Either number one, you got somebody else's yoke on your neck. It ain't Jesus. That's somebody's knee up on your neck. That ain't Jesus. Yeah, I said ain't. I need to make it plain. That ain't Jesus. He said, my yoke is easy. Number two, even if you got the yoke of Jesus on, if you are fighting it all the time, if you are resisting the yoke, it's no wonder that you got that chafe neck Christian syndrome going on. You're a different kind of redneck. Yours is red because you're fighting against the yoke. Can I tell you that if you just go with the flow of Jesus? See, because look, he's in the yoke with you. Y'all ever thought about that? Minister Regina and I were talking about this a few weeks ago, and we said, you know, the yoke, you have two oxen yoked together. He said, my yoke. Now, see, I've looked at that passage sometimes, and I thought about him back there running the plow. But no, that's God the Father back there running the plow. Jesus is in the yoke with you. Oh, my God. He said, just do what I do. Just follow my lead. We got this. It's going to be easy if you do what I'm instructing you to do. Now, if you fight against it, you'll find that the yoke can be difficult. The yoke can be a struggle when you struggle against the yoke. The burden can be heavy when it's somebody else's burden. Can I just stop there a moment and tell somebody to put down other people's stuff that don't belong to you? Say with me, y'all, that doesn't belong to me. Part of the reason we get stuck is because we allow people to dump on us all kinds of stuff that is not ours. Amen. Amen. Amen, Dr. Marshall. The Lord wants you to breathe. Don't take on all this other mess that is not yours. God has a burden for you, and it's light. Jesus said so. If you're weighed down with every care and everybody else's care, guess what? That's not the burden of Jesus. Somebody say, shake it off. You want to get unstuck? Shake it off. My God, today. Stay in your lane, Dr. Marshall said. You, your neck all rubbed up raw because you're over here trying to go this direction and over in somebody else's lane. Get back in your lane and carry your own burden. I hope that frees somebody up this morning. Trust and believe. He isn't trying to leave you in struggle. That's not his intention for your life. So we asked the question, last week, how are you showing up? Because guess what? A big part of getting unstuck, as we left it last week with the prodigal, a big part of getting unstuck is coming to realize and embrace your identity as a child of God. Embrace your identity, as we just used the message of Jesus there from Matthew 11. For some of y'all who said he ain't read no scripture, Matthew 11, there you go. When we identify as his yoke partner, when we identify as his disciple, as his child, then we begin to embrace his way of doing things. See, that's the other meaning, other than the natural meaning of a yoke. When people spoke of a yoke, as Jesus did here, it also meant to follow the teaching of a particular master, to become a disciple of a particular teacher. He said, take my teaching upon you. Let me instruct you. I'm going to lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Oh my God, so many of our problems and challenges, I'm going to tell you right now, are not because of what happens to us or what's even happening around us, but how we are responding to them, how we are showing up, who we are as we show up to these situations. See, if we respond like everybody else, we're running around like Chicken Little, talking about the sky is falling, the sky is falling. So that's what everybody else is doing. Well, let's depend on the government. Oh, help. Yeah. Oh, help. You know, that's a bad idea, y'all. Let me just say that. You better trust God. You better get under the yoke. You better follow the instruction of God. Panic is certainly not the answer, Sister Libby. You're right about it. But that's what we do. Because, see, when the bank account was good, I mean, we get to Friday and we still got $3 left. Hey, payday. Yeah. I made it. Boom. Start all over. Yeah. But when you got to Tuesday and you was already in the negative, see, things got a little different. You felt a little some kind of way about that. And then you got an unexpected bill in the mail. Where'd this come from? I thought I had paid that. They said, no, you have not. And we've added interest because you didn't. Late fees. Oh, yes, Sister Linda. It's real. Then you start to feel in some kind of way if you are not a person who's identifying as a child of God, identifying as a person whose hope and trust is firmly placed in God our Father, who is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, his teaching, his instruction, who is following the leading of the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Paul says, they are the sons of God. Who are you showing up as? You want to get unstuck? That's how you need to show up. Let me tell you something else real quick here that Another way that you want to get unstuck is by turning your attention off of that immediate situation and focusing on God. This goes back to hoping and trusting in God. How do you do that? Let me help you with some practical ways of doing that. Good morning, Sister Patricia. By turning your attention to God in thanksgiving, praise, and worship. You know, my old pal David in the Old Testament, he went through a few things. He got stuck a few times, y'all. Many of the times were of his own doing. I know y'all don't know nothing about that. It's always somebody else's fault. Sister Chris said, don't remind me. Yep, I got myself in this one. That was me. Hello. But even then, after he'd been stuck for a little while, after he'd done twist and squirmed and turned and nothing was working for him, he said, let me sing a praise to God. Let me just give him thanks anyway. Let me just focus off of my problems, off of this immediate junk that has come up in my life. Let me focus on the one who is the answer to every need I have. Let me focus on the only one who's able to reach down and grab me out the quicksand and pull me up out of it. Get me unstuck. You can't get unstuck just concentrating on your problems day after day. Can I get in your business just a little bit? I'm going to get close to the camera so y'all can see my eyes. And tell you to turn the TV off. Get quiet for a little while. If you got some noise, let it be some praise noise. Put on some praise music, some worship music in the background. Get quiet before the Lord. Because I guarantee you, CNN does not have your answer. Fox News does not have your answer. CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all of them letters. Headline news. BBB, BBC, the headliners from wherever they're coming. They don't have your answer. Listen. And even the ones that tell you this is a spin-free zone, that's a lie. That was spin right there. They spinning the story already before they start telling it. By telling you, oh, I'm getting ready to tell you something, but ain't no spin to it. Please. You getting ready to lie right now. You can't get unstuck concentrating on your problems, Minister Tucker says. That's just not a strategy that's going to work for you. By the way, they are news reporters. So they're just going to report, this is what's going wrong today. I know y'all was right here yesterday, and I told you what was going wrong. Well, here's what's going wrong today. Here's a heaping helping of that on your back. Oh, you was depending on the stimulus check? Well, it ain't looking good, y'all. I don't think it's coming. They can't get it together. The Democrats put forth a plan. The Republicans says, thumbs down. The Republicans put forth a plan. The Democrats said, are you kidding me? So don't look good. I wouldn't depend on that if I were you. We got wildfires out west burning all up and down the coast. We got wildfires in the city of the Midwest. Yeah, some of you got that. Concentrating on that, concentrating on the problems is never a way to get unstuck. Never a way to get unstuck. The answer is indeed Jesus. Pastor Carol said, you're right about it. I want you to know that although stuck may be where you are, it's never who you are. Man, that's important enough to say one more again. Although stuck may be where you are, it is never who you are. The prodigal had to come to himself and realize, I'm in a stuck place, but I'm not stuck. I shared with Dr. Elisa last week, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this, that the Lord gave a word of encouragement through me to her, and I've taken that for my own self, Dr. Elisa. I want you to know, I've taken that to heart for me. The Lord said to tell her that I'm not out of options, and as long as I'm not out of options, come on, let that bless your whole life. He's not out of options. He got a million and one ways to get you unstuck. When you turn your eyes upon Jesus, when you refocus on the answer instead of the problem. I understand it can be overwhelming. I get it. I've been that guy wringing his hands at night, walking the floor, wondering, is there any way out of this? The way out is Jesus. Listen, listen, listen. I'm not telling you some pie in the sky when you die by and by. Keep hoping and try kind of message. I know that on the surface it might sound like just words. Oh yeah, Mark, that's easy to say. Just trust Jesus. Yes, my yoke is easy. My burden's light. I'm trying to tell you, you want to get unstuck, this is the way. David praised his way up out of depression. He said, Brother Mark, this stuff is on me so heavy, I'm just depressed. That's real. I get it. I get it. But you can't allow yourself to come into agreement with that. Oh my God, there it is, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost says to you this morning, yeah, I'm going old school. The Holy Ghost said to you this morning, friends, saints of the Most High, watch what you're coming into agreement with. That's how you got stuck in the first place. That's a whole word for somebody right there. Watch what you're agreeing with. The power of agreement is indeed powerful. What are you coming into agreement with? Are you coming into agreement with the truth of who you are in Jesus? Are you coming into agreement with the words of Jesus where he says, my yoke is easy, my burden's light? Are you coming into agreement with the words of the scripture that says that you're more than a conqueror through the one who loves you? Are you coming into agreement with the one who says, I've got a plan for you. I know my plan for you. It's a good plan. To give you a future and a hope. It's for your well-being, not for your calamity. That's somebody else. That's that other fella. That's not me. No. Come into agreement with that. Man, I don't care if it's one scripture, one thing Jesus said that you got to repeat over and over. Write it in boxcar letters. Stick it on your refrigerator in your bathroom mirror too. Record it on your phone and hit play over and over. Hear yourself saying it back to you. Do whatever you got to do. Use this technology, y'all, to help you. Said, I said it, but I'm just tired of it. Well, put it on your phone and hit repeat. Can you do that? Let the word of God dwell in you richly. sing psalms and hymns and praise to God. Good morning, Sister Renee. Watch what you're coming into agreement with. Come into agreement with God. Come into agreement with what he said about you. Come into agreement with what he's spoken over your life. Listen, can I help somebody right here? I'm going to right now suggest to you, you go back, grab some of them prophecies that you got in the back of your closet somewhere. Holy Ghost prophet come through, rubbed your head down with oil and gave you a word. You shouted, you fell out, you rolled a little bit, you spoke in tongues, you got up and went right back into the quicksand. Mm-mm. The devil is a liar.
He is a liar.
You gave up because it didn't happen by Wednesday. Can I help somebody by reminding you? I'm just going to remind you that the word of God is incorruptible seed. See, now in the natural, I grew up on a farm, y'all. I know a little bit about this. In the natural, you can have seeds that if you get them in the wrong situation, mildew and mold can destroy them. And they're no more good for planting. You can forget about that. But the word of God is incorruptible seed.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
If he spoke it to you, no devil in hell, no man on earth. The only one who can stop that is you. If you don't plant it in your heart and cultivate and water it, do that and it's got to come up. It's got to come up. Y'all gonna get unstuck. Y'all gonna get unstuck today. I'm telling you what. You're gonna learn today. Ooh, my God. That's right, Sister Libby. Plant it in your heart and water and cultivate it with the prayers, with the praise, with the worship, with expectation and faith. Knowing that he is not only able, he's willing, not only willing, but he's ready to do the thing. I'm just trying to teach a little bit this morning, but the preacher trying to jump up out of here and take the mic, so Lord help. See, I got my notes. Yeah, I'm just trying to talk to you a little bit. The word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It can cut the bonds that have been having you in struggle mode. That had you bound and tied up. The word of God will free you from those. The praises of God will empower you to come up out of struggle. My God, today. I ain't trying, Sister Libby. I ain't trying. I'm just trying to talk to y'all, but you know, the preacher showed up somewhere along the line. I don't know where he came from, but he got up in here. I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God loves you. And it's not his intention to leave you in stuck mode. Man, we get ourselves into some stuff. I know that. I know. Can I tell you, I know about getting me into trouble. I know about getting me stuck. Been there, done that plenty of times. But God is more than able. Can I share something with you that my good friend, Pastor Ron Pitts, was sharing last night? He's out in North Carolina. And he brought a word last night real quick called your life is scripted. Your life is scripted. And he began to talk about the fact that God has a plan for your life. He's got some things written out. And in the script, he even got that stuff where you went sideways. What? God, it was in the script. Yeah, I knew about that. I knew he was going to do that. That's why in the next chapter I wrote how you're going to get out. It's in the script. He's got a remedy for everything you got yourself into. He's got a way out for every stuck place you stepped into. I know depression. I know depression. I know anxiety. Oh, Lord, I know anxiety. I know fear. I know all them boogers. But I know he is more than able. He said, I rose with all power. Bishop said, what's all in Swahili? All. German, Russian, any other, Chinese. I'm talking all. All power. So don't be so quick to throw in the towel. I know, you know, it's been a minute. And for those, you know, listen, those of us, all of us, the whole world that's been in this pandemic situation basically since the first of the year. I know it seems like it's been going on forever. Woo! Boy, I hear you, Holy Spirit. I hear you, Holy Spirit.
Speak.
So, well, as soon as I said that, I said, you know, we have a tendency as human beings to exaggerate. We have the capacity, I'm going somewhere, hold on one quick second. We have the capacity to exaggerate. We have the ability in our own person to make the thing way bigger than it actually is. And as soon as that thought came to me, Holy Spirit says, yes, you have the ability. Yes, you have the capacity. That's why you're able to magnify the Lord. You want to make something bigger? Magnify the Lord. You want to blow something up? You want to exaggerate? Exaggerate Jesus. Exaggerate the power of the Holy Ghost. Exaggerate the power of the Word of God in your life. Exaggerate how much your daddy loves you. Exaggerate that. You're going to get unstuck. You're going to get unstuck. You're going to get unstuck. Oh, my God. If you're in that stuck place now, just tell yourself, I didn't come here to stay, and it's not his intention that I stay either. So we're in agreement. I'm coming out. Hallelujah. Blow it up. Exaggerate that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First Lady said this is a rich word. You better grab hold of it out there.
All right.
Will do. Hallelujah. About to preach myself happy here in a minute. Because can I tell you, listen, y'all say, well, everything must be going good in his life. That's why he's able to ever. No. Can I tell you I'm facing some stuff tomorrow morning? I got bills to pay. Me and Sister Nina, we got other people to pay. It ain't just us. We facing it day in, day out, week in, week out. Trusting God a step at a time. We're going to be like David when he brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. He took six paces and he said, oh, let's stop and give God some praise. Let's offer the sacrifice of praise because God's obviously with us. But David, you only gone six steps. He said, yeah. And if I'm going to go six more, I'm going to praise him again. And I'm going to praise him in the next six. I'm going to keep praising him till I'm all the way unstuck, till I'm all the way up out of this thing.
Yes, sir.
I ain't wrestling with all this craziness. Listen, oh my God. Quit wrestling, screaming at the devil and all that foolishness. The devil is defeated. You need to stand up in who you are. You need to realize who you are. Stand up in the authority that God has given you as his child. Stand up in the authority of his word. You have the right to invoke the word of God. You're not like those folks over in the Old Testament that the Lord said, y'all got some nerve putting my covenant up in your mouth. We're not those folk. We're his sons and daughters. We have the right to take the word of God up in our mouth and speak it boldly. There's my sweet Breet. Good morning, Niecy. And so we have that challenge to not do what everybody else is doing, go the route everybody else is going, be in the same kind of, yeah, it's bad. Oh, yeah, it's bad. Yeah, I heard it's going to get worse. I know, probably is. It sure looked that way. Y'all going down, 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 down. No. You're built for ascension. You're built to go up. Good Lord. Listen, even the children of Israel, three times a year, they came to Jerusalem. Jerusalem sits at a higher elevation. My God, I heard that word. Pastor Gwen, I heard that word. Elevation, that's your word right there. That's your word. You are designed to go up. You're designed to rise, and still I rise. You're designed to ascend to the top of the mountain and give God praise from Zion. And even as you're on your way, even as you're making the pilgrimage, just as the Psalms 120 to 134, those 15 Psalms called the Songs of Ascent, because we're going up. We're meant to go up with a shout, to go up with a praise, to go up magnifying the God of our salvation, to go up with expectation and joy. My God, who are you preaching to, Mark? Me? Mark Dixon needs this word today. Coming out of stuck. Coming into unstuck. Hey, but can I tell you, we're not going to stop there. There's more. There's more. They tell you on the commercial, oh, this thing slices, dices. It's great. You're going to love it. It's magnificent. It's amazing. But wait, there's more. Hallelujah. Just when you thought the Lord has done the greatest thing he could ever do for you. He got you out of that jam last time. He made a way out of no way. And you said, praise God. Just when you thought that was it, wait, there's more. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard all that he has in store for you. Because he loves you. And because you love him. So I hope somebody's expectation is through the roof this morning. I hope it's just through the roof. Listen, let me tell you something. We do this right here on Facebook Live. We post this message on our website every week. Why? So you can hear it once? No. No. It'll be 7 days before you hear me again. Go back and listen. Listen several times. It ain't gonna hurt you. Skip CNN and listen to this instead. Because you know the story. Y'all know the story of the parable of the seeds of the sower, right? Y'all know there were some folk that the seed went out there, but soon as it hit the ground, here come the birds. Here come the birds trying to gobble it up before you can get it in the ground, before you can cultivate it, before you can grow it up. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let this word that God is sending. Listen, this is not just Mark Dixon showing up. This is not just Bishop showing up because he ain't got nothing else to do. This is not just Minister Rogers every Wednesday showing up because it's just her obligation. Bishop wanted her to do it, so I'm just going to, I like him, so I'm going to do this for him. No. This is God reaching out to all of us with his word, with his empowering word. And if we value it, it will make all the difference in our lives. If we value something else more, here's a word, get this, you value something else more if you want to and stay stuck. Value what the news said and stay stuck. Value what the president said and stay stuck. I'm coming out. First Lady said, I'm coming out. By believing the word of God. By repeating the word of God. Push play. Can you do that? Push play. Put it on repeat. Hear it again. You don't need this Thursday. Because the enemy wants to keep you stuck. But that's not your destiny. That's not God's plan for you. I'm coming out. Make that your declaration like Minister Tucker just did. I'm coming out. Unstuck. And can I tell you, we're not even going to stay there. Unstuck ain't even good enough. We're going to free because there's a difference. I want you to understand. We're going to talk about that next week. As the Lord unpacks this thing a little further, there's a difference even in being unstuck and being free.
Amen.
And there's a difference in being free and flourishing. We're going to go all the way there. Because God wants to bring you not part of the way out, but all the way out. Into a wealthy place, into a well-watered land, into a place that flows with milk and honey. He intends to give you everything he promised. Come on out, Nisi. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Unstuck. I'm unstuck in Jesus' name. Go ahead and make that your declaration. Take them grave clothes off, Dr. Elisa Marshall says. We're going there. We're getting out. We're coming up in the mighty name of Jesus. So I invite you, as Bishop David Knox would tell you, go with us and we'll do you good. We're going someplace good, y'all. Go with us. We're going to do you good. We ain't going to hurt you. We're going to tell you the truth. And we're going to point you away from your problem and to Jesus.
That's it.
Hallelujah. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. I'm a little over my time. Y'all forgive me this morning. But I pray that you're getting something out of this. Go back and listen to week one and week two. You got time this week. Get that word in you. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. It's going to transform your life. It's going to turn things around for you. It's the only thing that can. Your buddy won't do it. Bishop tells us about his old friend Harry back in Kansas City. When he ever needed a little money, he could go to Harry. Harry'd hook him up, be all right. But one day Harry died. What you gonna do when Harry died? You better look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He's the complete word of God. I'm going to quit while I still am ahead here because I could go for a while right now. I feel the presence of God. I feel encouraged. And I hope that you are encouraged as well. well. I'm glad you get something out of this, Abrita. Glad you're getting something out of this. Listen, we're going further yet next week. Come back, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to talk about free. We're going from stuck to unstuck. We're going to get free, all the way free next week. And we're going to lock down this thing at the end of the month with flourishing, because God wants you to prosper and be in health. Mother Mabin just said, and be in health. She's finishing up that word over there. Even as your soul prosper. We're going somewhere. Every single day. That's right, Carrie. Every day. Not just on Sundays. Every single day. God bless you. I love you so much. We'll see you all next week here at this same time. God bless. Bye-bye now.